Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Grace with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news, the bodies of a man and a woman are found by police in a house in Doolandella. Police investigations indicate the two were known to each other, according to the Australian Associated Press. A crime scene remains in place at the house as police appeal to the public for information.
Former South Bank Corporation Chairman Steve Wilson calls for a new stadium at Victoria Park. With his wife Jane, Mr. Wilson proposes an Olympics triangle between upgraded Suncorp and Gabba stadiums and the potential new Victoria Park Stadium. Mr. Wilson tells ABC Radio Brisbane the city needs to provide for the next 10 years and 30 years in its Olympics projects.
In national news, the Labor government won't negotiate with the Greens on its Help to Buy scheme. Greens leader Adam Bandt says the Help to Buy housing scheme will increase housing prices. Labor's proposal allows home buyers on less than $90,000 and couples earning less than $120,000 to get a 2% deposit on a home. The Greens are calling for a cap on rental prices, more public housing, and changes to negative gearing laws.
Sinkhole attraction in Tasmania is shut down and left to rot to the shock of locals. It opened in 2004 under the name Dismal Swamp to act as a tourist hotspot by Forestry Tasmania. After years of troubled operation, it shut down in 2019. The natural sinkhole surrounded by Blackwood Forest was fitted with a 110-metre slide, a boardwalk that weaved through the forest, and art installations by local artists. During its time closed, locals reported art installations being vandalised and becoming derelict. The Circular Head Tourism Association has shared a grand scheme vision to revamp Dismal Swamp into an adventure hub, but the promised funds for its resurrection are yet to appear.
In international news, the UN says one quarter of Gaza's population are one step away from famine. UN Coordination Director Ramesh Rajasingham reiterates the call for ceasefire, warning of widespread famine without further action. The UN and aid groups are reported to be facing obstacles while bringing critical supplies into Gaza, while local food production and agriculture have been decimated by military operations, insecurity and restrictions. UN Ambassador for Guyana, Carolyn Rodriguez-Burkett, says it is illegal to use starvation as a method of warfare and condemns those using it as a tool against Gaza's population.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 31. There's no fire danger rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.